can we make? We have no minik pimach, all of them can make. Everything's a machloikis. Unless you have a shur, they're passed in 6 months. Very hard.
He's saying from some big places that these days we don't have a minik about this, something like that.
Once you don't have a minik, the chash, the get a give a pshat from minikol. No, write down. Michelle, which sheet are we talking about? The bader shulchan, the subway. Anything that's supik in the subway is 6 months to not. You can make also. You write it clearly. So this is machloek. If it's not in the gadu, you can make it. Right, and this is pashat shmini. The pashat talks about the kashrus. So the simanim that makes things kosher is side by animals or side by fish. So let's talk about what it is that's in the parasha. So the rishonim in the parasha, people are people kosher? Can you eat them? Can you eat their the blood, the milk, their skin, their nails, their anything? What's the get of a person halacha? First, when a person is dead, so there the gemara is clearly about zarah of zayin and beis. The gezeirah from ekla rufli osmano. A dead person is osmano. That's put on halacha by yid. A guy. So the halakha is showing them, and also pass that way the law. And your day is even shinem tes that even a guy with machmir you cannot eat a guy. It's also manah. Also, when a guy is also manah. So what they do say is nachmir. You know, let's say you machmir and have to have a choice which what to eat a yid or a guy. Why take a guy? Because it is the machlokes of poskim. Over again, the law we pass can say a yid's also manah, say a guy's also manah. But that's the person, the goof itself. What about if he's alive? Person alive can eat a person or not. So there are five shitas in the Rishonim, five different shitas. One is the Rambam shita. The Rambam says in the Perek Machol Sisuris, in Perek Beis Lacha Gimel, he says first, what is a person? The person a chaya, is he a behema, is he buried with meyatzmi? What is a person? So he says, brings a pasuk in Bereishis, the Odom Nefesh Chaya. A person is a chaya. So you call a person a chaya, he's a chaya. A chaya, well, you can call him because that's not nice, but a chaya, it's a Rambam, he says a chaya. The Meir brings it down like Stubas Al Samach. And the Chur is in the Chesmo, Baragal, Pazikai, that a person is a Chayah. So first he's a Chayah. So if so, the Chur, he should need two Simonim, a Chayah, he's my first Barsel, Malagera, he chooses Kod, right, and he has split holes. So the person needs the same thing or not. So first, the Malvin this expression, Oisayim Beis, he quotes the Rambam and he disagrees. He says there's a Chayah and there's a Nefesh Chayah, they're two separate things. And the argument, the Rambam goes in his own Mahalak. Well, let's see the Fili Rambam. The Fili Rambam, the person is a Chayah. What do? Do you need a simanim or not? So the Rambam himself writes in the same halacha that the people who need split hooves and true colors are people who are balas parasa. They have to have hooves. We don't have hooves. We don't have it. So the gedorim to have these klolim adopt a person who has a hoof, a thing that has a hoof. Those people need simanim. Mashik in a person who does not have any hooves, does not have any enichlami if it's not split because he doesn't have any hooves. So he does not nichol the gedor of the two simanim. Therefore, it should be a kosher, a thing, a person. If not over the lav, no chiyav shchita, there's no isalav. As this region should be able to eat a person. However, he says in the sixth passion in Shemini Parakid Aleph, it says, "Zois ha'chaya asher toichlu." These chayas you can eat. No, I'm saying a list of chayas that you can eat, which you can't eat. And in the list, the person is not on the list. Therefore, says the Rama, when you eat a person, you're even isra say of zois ha'chaya asher toichlu. The isra say you're a chaya. Zois ha'chaya, these chayas can eat, and no one else can you eat.
Why should
not eat shchita? No, again, the getter. He doesn't have simonim. People have simonim you have to shrita to. He's not a Baal Parsa, even though there's a Gemara in Eden Dachov. Kimmel says he is a Baal Parsa. Cash, I don't know. But he says he's not a Baal Parsa. And therefore, he's not nichol the whole get of behemoth chai. He's nothing to do with the shrita. He's out of the whole Parsa. Why can you not eat them? Because I said, chai, shrita, chai, these chai, shrita, these not one of the chai in the list. That's the Rambam. Passing away, the Ran and Ksubas of Samach, the Magam Mishnah passing away, the Smag. The Bach and Malacha, the Ramah brings it down to Simon 9 test. Ramah, Paschal, is Osman, Ashkenaz, Lachur, Avadu, we have an Isra say to eat a person. There are another sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh writes in Ksubis, Lav Samach, to eat a person, Minatoya is Mutter. Mutter Gomer, you want to take a bite out of his finger or hand, Minatoya, Kol Kavod, no problem. Kim Michoivulim, Kim Mitzarim. But Chutz Mizeh, as eating a person, as a Kashus, you can go eat it. However, it goes on saying the Rosh, that's Dafko, Minatoya, Midabon, we're Gozer. When we were going to Dafka, it's connected to women. If you see a person eating his hand, you think he can eat a behemoth tomato. Therefore, the Rosh says it's also to eat a person with Nabonon when it's connected to him. When it's parish, it's mutter even with Nabonon. Find a person's guy's skin on the floor or his meat on the floor. You're hungry, eat it. Kolakavo. Go roast it, make a steak out of it and eat. There's no assignment, a Torah assignment with Nabonon. If you see him eating straight from it, yes. That's where people make a mistake. But if it's on the floor, you don't know what it is. No problem. the Rosh Paskins, the Rajva Paskins, the Shachins, the Dan Alocha, the Kunt the Rosh is no Isser Minatoyra to eat a person at all, and when the Bono was parish is also Mutter. That's his Shisha. Yeah, Lachor is not Nichol in the Parish of all Parish, and then the whole Indian is out of it. The Ra'o, the third sheet of the Ra'o wants to say, Enecham is Nichol like all other animals. Why? Kavachoyma from a behemoth to me, a behemoth to me, it doesn't become Tommy, he says, or Odom does become Tommy, he's alive. Different ones say, Enechlami, a person is a Kavachoyma from any behemoth. It's also like all behemoths. Nichol, the whole category of an animal, whatever the category is. The Ra'o, the Pashkin doming down. A fourth sheet is Ritva. The Ritva says it is Eiv Minachai, although you should mark it. The Ritva says Dafkid Eiv Minachai. There's a fifth sheet that Bichodesh explains, the Ramban sheet in this week's parasha. He quotes the Rambam and argues and seems to hold that there's no way to say Minatari, say Minabon at all ever. Even if it's on your hands, you can eat it. The Ramban holds this way, and the Torah Mechava say nothing about a person. The Torah Mechava Lalocha says zero. It does say it's Asr Nabonon, where there's Porish, not Porish, says Bichodesh, why? They hold like the Ramban. There's no Issa at all to eat a person, say Minatari, say Minabon. If it's connected to you, go eat it, no problem. If you have anything on you, eat it. So again, we have five sheets. Either it's allowed, like Ra, or it's the Ritva's Eiv Minachai, or the Rambam is Nasei, or the Rosh and the Rajva, it's only when it's Parish is Mutter, and then the Ramban is Mutter totally. Balocha, we have two sheets, Be'ikr La'alocha, and the Ramah Shita, the Rambam Shita of the Ramah, which is Nasei, and you have the Mechaba, the Tur, the Pichodesh Shita, that's Mutter in Gansin. There's no way said all to the person, Simon Atoy, Simon Davono. Well, yeah, what the Gedarim are. They don't all apply to a person. The type of those still a little bit why a person is a little bit different than the Gedarim, because it's not the derech to eat a person. So they're different, a little bit different Gedarim. But all the time would apply to the ritual. Right, and that's also the person. Again, we have Lalach, we have two sheetahs, either the Ashkenaz, the first Osir, Issar, say, and the Nesvad, there's a Vadi Shabi Machmer, the Reisa, but there is the Mechaba Tur, and the Pichodra say it's more totally to eat a person. So let's say now things that come out of a person, and it's more again, no one really ever eats a person. First, nails. You bite your nails. You're allowed to bite your nails. Mishmur says people are annoying to bite the nails. No, it's a chalamoidi, you can bite your nails. Fine. But are you allowed to swallow your nails? It's in your mouth. You're allowed to swallow it or not? So there's a Rambam, Machlokes Issuros, in Perek Dal, Halach Yud Ches. He writes that tzipunayim of an oif, the nails of a bird, those are also to eat. Why? Because mefat spates misham dam. Blood comes out of there. It's like part of it. It's mamash like skin. It's chelik of it. Anything that's above it, it's not really part of it. What?
While it's alive. If it's dead, there is no dam anymore.
Okay.
It's sold or whatever.
I don't remember the case. But it could be. The mice that comes out, any animal that has nails upon it, it's not the chelik of the animal itself. Then you won't be able to eat it. Maybe I'll see it from tummy. However, from a person, the nails, what? Like you got tummies of a person, of an animal, of a chazer. You know, you got tummies. Yeah. Well, really, it's machlokes. Anything you say, you're right and you're wrong. Machlokes, the whole that child is all totally in gelatin, right? That's everyone starts off. Achiyat starts off at Thomas and Mutter, and they have a whole tshuva gelatin. Baron Kotler starts off at Thomas and also has a whole tshuva gelatin. So that's they start off. That's a shell of gelatin. This is about a shulchan. It's not clear even what the shizur Rambam is in that Thomas. Yeah, that's what gelatin is. The marrow is no. There's the juice inside the bones. Marrow itself is right to eat. Gelatin is just a crush of bones, and it starts off the Thomas. Starts off the shell. What is a Thomas? Fine, but the nails of the Rambam seems to say clearly the nails of anything that's not mamish, the skin of the person, in a chami or skin of any animal, the lechur you're allowed to eat. There's no issa to eat it itself. Even a chaz lechur, if the nail is upon it, as not dam not can come out of it, the Rambam's lotion only in oif, lechur you're allowed to eat the nails of a chaz. And who didn't be able to eat the nails of a person allowed to swallow it?
Skin, piece of the skin.
So, step by step. So first I asked a Meltzer what's the law about eating nails. He said that he heard from Rabbi Yashiv, a lot of you guys nails. And I asked Rav Shurbach, and he says a lot of you eat nails also. No problems. Nails are mortar. Now next problem is skin. Skin is much more negator, much more happy. What?
Ear.
Sorry?
Ear.
Or ear. It would be better for someone's ear.
Ear.
Ear, that also, that's, yeah, we get that case. Fine. Biting someone else's ear and spitting it out, who is the media of Zorius, and we don't box at all, none of us. Fine. Puts me there. Eating someone's nail, skin. So, usually what happens, if people have dry skin on their lips, they bite it with their teeth. Sometimes they swallow it, sometimes not. Or they have cuticles or skin on their fingers. So, what to do? What are you allowed to do? So, the Rambam in Pagdal, he writes clearly, like a light, though he's same kibasareim, by a person his skin is just like his meat. Says Sayyid in Achila Sayyid in Tumul. It's clear, black and white, the skin of a person just like his meat. According to the Rambam, the we pass in, that the Issa of a person is Issa Sayyid, then the skin should be an Issa Sayyid. What?
It's called skin?
Yeah, skin.
It's
skin.
I mean,
so it's still your skin. But animals also, it's skin. He says not only that, if it, whatever, it's soft skin, he says, certainly it's part of you, maybe it's hard, it might be different. It says, it's skin is skin.
You eat the skin of a chicken.
You like eat the skin of a chicken because it's
chin's
kosher.
Yeah.
Fine. See, the skin is just like its meat. Whatever get of the penis, same getter. Therefore, the Yachvi Yosef has so chelik dalad on the samach dalad. He says clearly, the Enechami called the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, and the Isser derives it to eat your skin. So Isser Meltzer, and he said Enechami Yashiv says also to eat your skin Isser derives. And the Isser of Reuben, Rav Reuben also said to Chaim Kanievsky, you heard that also said Isser derives to eat your skin. So people do it. I mean, find our the other sheets maybe the Abanon or the Amban the Pichadish, but the Ma'aseh will Allah there more. So the Ashkenaz, the to eat your skin. What?
No
share. No share. No, Chadish is also in the Torah anyway. It's by Chil anyway. It's also in the Torah. But it's also eat your skin. So what about picking your skin? Can you pick it with your fingers about it and throw it out? It's fine. What about pick it with your mouth, with your teeth? A lot of people pick it with your teeth. Is that mutter also? So there's a Ben Ishchai. He writes in Shana Beis in Emor Oishei. A person has to be very careful not to peel or cut his skin with his teeth. Because maybe some of the skin will be stuck between his teeth, or the piv on his mouth. Maybe someone will take part of the meat with it. Therefore, the Ben Ishchai says you have to be very zor and not to do it. So, comes out, as the Kavach Chaim points out, brings it down Lalochot, the Ben Ishchai in Siman Ayin Tes, in Yerodeo, in Oysir Aleph, that the Ben Ishchai, that's when he holds like the Mechaba, the Mikra, in his Mutter. He's only Mechoshish for the Rambam Shita. It's only Cheshash Balma. And still he's being Machma, you should not pick it off. So Kavach Chaim says, Zechum Yisayo, you don't know what right to be Machma so far, if the Mikra didn't heal his Mutter, still he's saying, you should not pick it off with your teeth. And all he says, still, Mekal Mokham, nothing is over there. Still even the Kavach Chaim himself also holds like the Mechaba, he says, still, you should be Machma and not pick it with your teeth. And he ends up, if you can do it during the week, you'd be ruffled and start peeling your teeth, peeling your skin with your teeth on Shabbos, which is peeling on Shabbos, is the Raiso, because it's of Gezes, that's if you want this brought down on Shabbos, by some other places, that dry skin, to peel it on Shabbos, any place is the Raiso to peel. So, what? If the Mishmuan says Shemim, that's a derech to do it with your mouth, that'll be an Raiso. Since right, by your lips is there, I mean, on your fingers or whatever, all this can be a straw on them. But your lips are always there, do it with your teeth and mucus in your eyes.
No, it's just mucus.
What?
A lot of times, I think it's just mucus on the lips.
So mucus is fine, that's fine. Mucus is no problem. But a lot of people, it bothers you. Why mucus is not part of you? Oh, we'll get to that also. But no, a lot of people, it bothers me on Shabbos, and this is their eyes, you can't do anything about it. Fine. And void, no problem, can eat it. So the comes out the Yachli Yosef, Kavachayim, and Ishchai also, you should not pick it during the week. More for Shabbos, worth eating it. And these are the places where Mikadin, you're allowed to eat a person. Kolskin, Oshpin, Ashkin, the Chuy, you should not pick it with your teeth. Because you hold Mikadin, it's the rest to eat a person. The Menishchai, the Kavachayim, they're all saying you should not pick it. They hold like the Mechaber, there's no wisdom that hurt to eat a person. Kavachayim points out, we hold it's more to eat a person. And still we're saying we should be Machu Chuy with the Rambam. Oshpin, Ashkin, hold like your mother, it's the rest. So certainly you should not be able to, should be machmer and try not to pick it with your teeth, your skin. Well, that's else your skin. Human here, here's also the gaya, people chew the hair or something you find here in the food, you don't take it out. So maybe it's treif, not the food. But, so the halacha is clearly brought down, Avnezer and Avnezer, Shinlam Beis, that every time you hear a person is mutter. Clearly he writes the mutter, he says, even it's not right to eat, but he says, even if it was right to eat, it's still not listed to eat it. I can't explain why, but the chur is really because parish is not part of the person itself. It's a yoytzi from a person. Kasher, you see, is asking the chur kol yoytzi min a tamei is tamei. The halacha is anything that comes out of a tamei is tamei. The marshal, if the milk of a behemoth tamei comes out of him, the milk is tamei because just like the behemoth tamei is tamei was aser, who did the milk is aser. So who did every person should be the same halacha? Why is it that his nails are mutter, his sar is mutter, the milk is going to be mutter, we'll see. Why is it mutter? Call Yotzim and Tomei should be Tomei. The Shach answers his cash and Simonai and test. This is kind of why the Rishonim, the Ramban, all the Rishonim argue on the Rambam for this reason. This cash the Rishonim is, say that's why a person is mutter to eat, for this reason. However, what's the Rambam? We hold that it is us to eat a person. So the Shach answers, call Yotzim and Tomei is dafka by a lav, not by Nasai. This clouds after by love, you don't see it by an asai person. It's asai. Therefore, any yitzim of a person, nechlam is water. That's why mucus will be water, anything, your saliva, you can swallow it, no problem. Yitzim and tomei, the chura is only tomei by a love and not by asai. The person, it's asai, it's just a chayesh or a toichlu.
But,
skin? It's also the person.
Well, if you bleed in your mouth, that's
fine. Oh, well, we'll get to that more, But there's a different reason.
Skin
will
be
also. Yeah, should make a difference. Skin should be also. Because they don't have a scavin or getting, maybe it's a sick ratio you don't know about. They can get different term. Massage, like, no concept at all. But if you know the skin, you have to, and you know you're small, you have to spit it out. But that's all, again, so then we have eating a person is the right, so it's a chayo, skin, mechur is also to eat, you should not pick it. Nails are mutter, saris are lechur mutter. If you say the skin of a person is mutter, is also, or the boss is also, you just get a posh of shayla every day. You drink your coffee, let's say your tongue touched the coffee, so and it should be baleach. Let's say chaza touches your coffee, the coffee is straight, right? Or you touch your meat, and it's a good double gush, your steak is hot, you touch it, it's boiling hot, you can burn yourself sometimes. The steak should be also. How can you ever eat the steak when it's hot? How can you drink your coffee when it's hot? How can you ever eat pizza when it's hot? So you want to be machma, say only when it's hot you can eat pizza about 6 hours. Yeah, how can you be machma? You have to be makel. You might say because you're touching it. Should be belayering you. Should be also to eat a person. No answers? It's kasha. So one way you can answer is saying, who says chai is pilot? Who says a person who's alive gives off taste? Who says a person with anything alive? What?
Smell,
they go, yeah, but smell, reich is anyway not also. But, zeya is a sweat. Sweat echam u machmin. But I don't know, but this is, it's pilot tam. Who says the chai is pilot tam? So there was a mice in the year 1771 that there was a bird who flew over a vat of butter and fell into the butter. That butter that was boiling, was cooking. And they died in it. So they had a shayla what to do with this bat of butter. So this mice happened in Frankfurt, Maine. So they went to Is, the new Rav. The new Rav came to the city in Frankfurt, Maine, of Howitz, the Baal Flo, Baal Machin. He just came to the city then. And this is the first shayla they asked him what to do with this vat of butter that this bird fell inside. So he said, it's possible b'cholov. So what do you do? Asubano, you have to throw it out. Because it's possible b'cholov. What's b'cholov is asubano. So what do? They spilled it out. Afterwards they came over to him and they said, well, you can eat it and they can give it to Koyot al Asubano. Afterwards they came over to him and said, you made a mistake. The din of Asubano is dafka when it's possible b'cholov b'na Torah, when it's a behema with milk. However, if chicken falls into milk, the din of a chicken only asur possible b'cholov b'na Torah. And this is possible b'cholov b'na Torah. There's no isarano. So this is a bird is a chicken, it fell in, it should not be isar possible b'cholov b'na. So the Baal Tzol says, the reason why it's asur is because it was pilot when it was chai, and it's avim in a chai. For you to eat it, you can eat it, because anyway it's basa b'cholov. To give it to a guy, it's avim in a chai, and it's avim in a chai, and therefore you can sell it, and therefore you have to spill it out. That's my flaw answered. First shayl, I made a mistake, and this is where I answer on the spot. So, as he writes, the chai pilot, and the chsam sefer brings down this maisa. Chsam sefer, when the maisa happened, was very 7 years old, but he writes about it later on, in Truva, Yadayah Sebetzach Dalet. He says that this aflah, Akash Baruch Hu saved him from making a busha nechlam, it's emes chai is pilot. It brings a raya brua from Muhammad Rasha, Ayin Chom, how he has a raya from Muhammad Rasha, interesting raya. And he said, nechlam, chai is pilot. So we have some safe, and aflah say, chai does give off taste. However, on the other side, when they told it to the Sivis also, the mice, it happened when he was barak 10 years old, but when they told over to him, when he's later on in his life, he saw laughing when he heard it. About it, not true. Chai doesn't give off taste. It's not true. It's not true. That's the Sivis Tainus, went to Shlomo Kluger, and he said, just like the Aflo made a mistake in his first psak, he made a mistake in his second psak, it's not true, Chai is not pilot. They went over to the Prima Godim, he writes his Meister down, Simon Salaches, he printed that year, 1771, he printed the Yodea that year, he wrote it, he says, Loi Mamin, I don't understand what the Shail is, about. It's not also about Avad, you can do whatever you want to give it to a guy. So Prima Godim, so we have Gedolim on both sides, Chai is pilot or not. And they write on both sides. So Meister, on the tzad, that so again, we have machlokes chai is pilot not. So who are the two nachminas? One nachmin of chai is pilot is if you have, let's say, aquarium, and kosher fish and tray fish inside. You have with fins and scales, without fins and scales. You have two types of fish. If a chai is pilot, So how can you take out a kosher fish and eat it when you go to the store? You can take out the thinner scales, you see it. With the expansion, it's not been gaskesses. Take it out, you can eat it. Why? Maybe it was belay from trefis. The fishing rod is multiple shishim before. Unless you're going to the real small lake. Otherwise, it's multiple shishim.
The fish itself is
not a
fish.
Well, one being
belay.
So... true, but maybe it's Belaya. So this was the Naam Shikis and the old Rebbe, the Sam Saifa, argued with him this reason.
But every night, did you like hold inside
the
room?
Oh, yeah, that's Sam Saifa's time. Step by step. Ilach Lami. So Naam Shik is the time that his Rebbe, and if he argued, Ilach Lami said, he also says, Chai is not hold, it's a mistake. But and Strumach says when you came around from the Vedat, the first thing he saw was a fish. The Quayam said, probably want to ask all fish in Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to do that. Why? Some say that flow. They said no. Allah is like Nesivis, the Prima Godim, the Shlom Kluger, Tavtam Vedat. The Ikka Allah is Chayz Napalot. That's most of the Ikka. That's his time. And Chami want to ask for them and said they're wrong. Right, so we knew that some say the Prima Godim. So you're the tree, or you're saying that first of all, Chayz Pelut that's true. Who says Balea? Who says it absorbs in? That's one taina. It gives off taste, but who says the chai takes in taste? That's one taina can have. But even if it does take in, because I'm saying myself quite clearly, that Lamashal, a cow, you can give him non-kosher food to eat. You give him the chazer to eat, and he eats it. How can he eat the cow? He now has inside of him chazer. So there's some cycle why. He brings a prima god himself that says that the material is the guf takes the food and changes it. The boss of his own boss, his own dam. It takes it and belay it and puts it into his own guf. He allowed to eat it. Any cow that ate chomis is no problem. Any cow that ate chazit is no problem. So because it changes, it makes him different horse, it changes its identity. So therefore, Echlami, this taino that Oshtumach has, or Maram Shik wants, this taino that how can you ever eat fish? L'chur is not a problem, I'll put this belay when it's chai. L'chur, that's our aquarium. The other thing is, the get us, is not how can you ever touch food. If you hold pulses, you hold like your Rambam, it's as a person can eat him, and a skin can eat. Void the chai is toilet, the floor and the floor and the Chassam Sofer put on in Pesachei Tshuva and Yodei Sim Kufdala and Lachem Nesoi. If so, how can you ever eat food that's hot? You think it's funny, you think it's a cute shayla, but a shulchan in Sim Kufdala is kasha by Pesachim. Don't know. Pesachim. So, what?
Hot enough not to eat it, isn't it like it's not hot enough?
Why, you ever burned yourself? You even this, when you burn, you drink coffee or tea? You even this, sir. And why something you can touch and pull out back right away? I'm a sample. So I looked around. I saw a lot of boys from Iskid. I didn't see any. The Muda Oris, the Dani Tzedek, the Stiplin, and the Chulin Simon Hay, Daka Chuva, Daka Ror, Eretz Tzvi, Machna Yuda. They all listen to Gash. How can you ever touch your food? So maybe you should be Machmer, Eretz Chlami. Be Machmer. Who says Eretz Chlami will touch your food? Who says? So there's even more. What?
Next week.
What's next week?
You know it's
Yeah.
It's
maybe Chayev or a person. Sexpeck, you do like a chila? You don't think so. So you're saying you shouldn't do it then. So if you all like Bichadish, you sexpeck, like a chila, and Kofi, you're then Echanami. If you all like the Mishabu, that don't do like Prima God, then Echanami, you do sexpeck, like a chila, then it should be also.
What's
the sexpeck? You want to sign a personal, maybe eating a person's mutter. And even if it's also, who said Chayes Pilot? Sexpeck. It's Mesapech, it has all the clones, it's very good. There's a machalik zapaiskim, you say svek if you tell a person go do it lechatchila or not. It's only for the yev lechatchila, which is the machalik zram, the reason of svek and machalik zram and menrashmo is the same machalik as why lechatchila by the yev. So, who said maybe chanam yef mirachmer, so the gemara getin. What? Yeah, how can you eat anything out? Maybe you can't. Who says you can? Maybe you have to wait till it's not the yatzla esfoy. So the big name is the gemara getin dachmem hey, then the daughter of Rav Nachman. They would stir the food with their bare hands, boiling hot. And the Gemara, they thought they were doing it how they did it because they were Tzidkonius, they were Tadekis. However, the Gemara at the end said it was all Kishuv. But in the beginning, they thought they were doing it how they do it because the Kishbach was shame on them. The Gemara said they did it with their bare hand, it was boiling hot. So you see clearly that it's not, there's no Issid doing it, and they ate it. That we see. The Shal now is why. So the stifling, Ksubas, and Chulin said, hey, when he has all shtickle on this, at the end, when he goes to all the shitas of the Ra'an and the Ritvah, Lavan, Ivy Melechai, he doesn't come out, he doesn't answer up all the shitas, he doesn't know in Echnami. He also, by Shah, all the shitas, he doesn't have a good answer. But the whole of the halacha, the Rambam sheet of the Isra say, so again mentioned before, anything that's poiled from a tamei is tamei. However, that's only by lav and not by a say. Says the Noidibudot in Yonah and Arachayim Simapov, type of links down, that this klal of tam ge'ikr, which we hold as deraisa, that meaning when a chazer, you put chazer in the water, take the chazer out to drink the water, it's deraisa to drink the water, tam ge'ikr deraisa, that's only by lav. The taste of something that's an assay is only isidirabanon. That's the Noidibudot says by another case. Says this type of lav, l'chudim by a person is only isidirabanon. The taste of a person is only dirabanon. Then this type of, that's what he starts off saying. Then he ends up saying, therefore, so is to Rabbanon, so is to Rabbanon. So he wants to say, why? Since the whole get of Yad Slash Boy, how far Yad Slash Boy is a suffix, so the Rabbanon Lahakul, because some people say 113, 115, 118, 162, 170, they have all these different cheetahs, therefore, so the Rabbanon Yishlahakul.
Why
is
he even
in
the
Yad Slash?
It's really
a taste. No, it's, that, it is tasted. Why? We don't have the taste buds, maybe, but you taste it. We're not saying we're going to compete with this man because we don't know, we don't have good taste buds.
No, I'm saying literally
Bosh. Depends how big the piece is. Your finger touches
it. We're
not saying we're going to compete with this, we're not saying we're going to taste. We hold Shishim. Right? And Lav Kushanim Rashi holds Shishim also, you both. Taste and Shishim. That's my whole thing. Because we hold Shishim is good enough. Well, we're not semichon tasting. Yeah. So that's what he says. Who are they? We'll come back on this type of the way he's answering. No, something's 100% Yad Slavos Boy. 212, no one's going to say it's not Yad Slavos Boy. I don't think it's such a sheet at all. The Chalam Lechu will be also to touch it, which is a chidjotzim. Nearly, if I was this type, I would write, once it's drop on him, the Chom won't geyser. Plain and simple. It's drop on him. People can make, the Chom will make geyser that you shouldn't touch it. I mean, it's not, we've, you can't keep this gezerah, and the people eat hot things. And some I would say the chum will not glazer. But he says it a little bit differently. Not sure why. Right, this is how you can touch your food. Again, also all the sheetahs will have stifled blibes at the end. You're not sure how to answer up all the sheetahs. At least halacha, it's not a problem. What about if you eat, let's say, your skin or your meat? You have to wait 6 hours or not? You have to wait 6 hours. So again, as I mentioned before, that anyone I ask the question to, they all after my face. I couldn't get an answer from anyone I ask this to. But l'chol halacha, again, the Rambam says eating a person is it, what's is the pasuk says chayo asher toichlu. It's a chayo. Is a chayo is the boss of b'cholov. So it's brought down on the simpei zayin sif gimel mechave paskins. The is the boss of b'cholov min atoyu is only by behema. When the abonin a chayo. So first starting off, that a person to eat him his bosser as din boss of b'cholov is only the abonin. Is not minatoyo. Over there, the Shachan Tah say that if a behemoth tmeo, that also is only also minabonon to eat as possible cholov. Is also to eat as behemoth tmeo. It's treif. To eat a chaz is treif. Is there a din of possible cholov or the chomun goyiz and din of possible cholov on the behemoth tmeo? But if they were goyiz, what about behemoth tmeo? So says the Shachan Tah, they were not goyiz and din of possible cholov on behemoth tmeo. Anyway, you can eat it. Why should we goyiz if it's a possible cholov? Something you can eat anyway. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that a person is a chayah. A chayah is only Yisra upon him. And a person can eat anyway. To come out, according to Shachan Taz, anyway, the chum will never put on the gzera, boss of chalav, on a person. And if you eat it, you won't have to wait 6 hours, and you won't be eating fleishiks. What? So now let's do the other way. According to the Rambam, the other place, the mechaber, hold that eat a person, it's mutter to eat. So now we're stuck into problems. Especially if you hold like the Mechaba holds waiting 6 hours, the Mirkatin, the Ramah holds waiting 6 hours is only Chumba Almas, it's Nochel Nizor, and the Ramah holds Mirkatin, you just have to bench. But if you hold like the Mechaba, you have to wait 6 hours, the Mechaba holds eating a person's mutter. So then, what's the heter? If you eat a person, if let's say you ate it, so you want to say, oh, I'm Samech on the Rash Bashita. Well, I'm Samech on the Rash Bashita, I ate it, therefore I wasn't even Yisman Atayo. If you eat it, maybe, if Samech on them, maybe you have to wait 6 hours. So, first, is it Isman Atayo? So, according to the Rosh, he doesn't say if he's a Chayah or not. He doesn't say what a person is. However, the Tuv Tam Adash from Kluge in Tshuva and Madura Gimel, he says, Loi Shivashu Gdi Bachel Vimoy, Gdi Vloi Odom. He says, just like Gdi is Gdi Vloi Chayah, and Gdi is Gdi Vloi Behemet Tmeh, Gdi is Gdi Vloi Odom. So, left as being a person is a Drabbanon, even according to the Rosh. It's Drabbanon still. Oif is also Drabbanon still. You have to wait 6 hours from chicken. Oif is also the only Oif and Chaya only Drabbanon. So he says Odom also. The Tuv Tam Adash Shlomo Kluger. He writes a person is only Drabbanon even according to the Rashi. So once a person is So if a person is true with only Rabbanan, Lamaisa, so is Eif Rabbanan, you still have to wait 6 hours. So the fees there, I'm not sure, according to the Ramban, what halacha will be by eating a person, if you have to wait 6 hours or not. On skin, maybe it can be medical. There is a Mechabes in Siv Zayin that says the skin, that's him is no dimbas b'chalav. The Paiskim will say maybe it only means soft skin or hard skin, the Mechalak. But eating a person, the meat itself, I'm not sure why, according to Yisraimachan and the Ramban, a shita that holds you out of the person, before maybe you would have to wait 6 hours. According to the Mechaber, again, who holds 6 hours in Mikra, then.
But it's like, by dead person is awesome.
That person is awesome or not?
No, so like, you make the same idea like what came to me.
Crap, that's dead, but let's say he's alive. You have skin, again, you ate your skin. You're not dead. Crap, but a person who's alive is always saved. I only include the rich people in the whole like that. No, the oif, by chicken, we make it there, right?
Because it's dead. It looks like meat. And we said, just like the behemoth tomato, he's not like a meat.
Say, a person sees you see a piece of meat on the floor, right? According to Rosh, you can take it and eat it. And it's a person, you can eat it. And what's the whole letter like eating it? Because it's not you. So that means you think it's a behemoth. There's a whole letter to eat it because you think it's a behemoth. But yet you don't have to wait 6 hours. It's a steam in Bay. I don't know. We anyway hold like the Amal Alofa. First, Amal holds two things. First of all, that Issa eating a person is saying if we won't wait 6 hours. But the whole waiting of 6 hours, only Kunar Amal is only a Chumab Alma, and he himself holds Mikha, then you have to do it. Fine, that's out waiting 6 hours. What about Dam of a person? So you can eat a Dam of a person. So last week's passage it says that the whole over the Gemara Ksivus and Avsamach Omer Aleph, the Gemara says Mr. Kspasha Zoyz Lechai Shatochelu Shatochelu, and two psikim later on it says Acha Zeh Lo Toichlu, this you should not eat, as a Gomel Kimala Geruhu. It says this you should not eat, and it says a Gomel, it says the word Zen, it says the word Hu. The Gemara says, why say the two words Zen Hu? The Rashi explains Zen Hu. Why one's coming to say the Gomel, the Dam of a Gomel is also, the milk of a Gomel is also, because the Tomei. However, the lafuke, the dam and cholov of mahalchishtein, a person, the dam and cholov of a person, milk and blood of a person is mutter eat minatoyo. Natoyo, see, blood of a person you can drink it, milk of a person you can drink it. There's no issue at all. However, the Gemara goes on saying that midabonon, the both usher sometimes. When sometimes, the Gemara says the opposites, meaning blood when it's being parished, when it's in a cup, your blood you can't drink it. Mashing, what's in your mouth, you're allowed to swallow it. Milk is fakert. Milk, when it's in the dadim, then you can't drink it. When it's in the cup, you gotta drink the milk of a person. That's how it's brought down also, that's what Gemara says, and that's brought down Allah, one in Simon Samachvav in Yerodea, one in Simon Ayin, and Simon Payalef in Yerodea. Again, dam and chol of a person is mutter in Minatayro. However, Minabonon, the dam is mutter in your mouth, and also when it's parish, and chol of is also when it's in the dadim, and it's mutter when it's parish. So, first let's take dam. What's the reason why dam is also when you parish? Why is it also when it's parish or when it's in mouth is mutter? So the machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the reason why it's also when it's parish is because people will think that just like you can eat a dam of a person, who wouldn't eat a dam of a behemoth? Same reason. However, when it's in your mouth, no one sees it. So they don't see you eating a dam of a person. Tosfos learns the reason why you can't eat a dam of a person is why? Because they think this dam is dam of a behemoth. They think this is dam of a behemoth. What's nafkamino? If you have blood dripping from your finger, can you eat it or not? If you have a cut on your finger, can you suck on it? Can you put it in your mouth or not? According to Tosfos, the reason because they think this is dam behemoth. They don't think so. The seeds are coming out from your finger. It's clear, black and white. According to the Rashi, the reason because just like they see eating dam for yourself, you also eat dam for behemoth. According to Rashi, it's also. So the Machlokes to Rashi Tosfos, that's what Minchas Yaakov explains. Halacha, what do we do? So I heard Rav Reisman say that Rav Poiskim hold its water. So for a long time, I couldn't find the Rav Poiskim, who these Rav are. They found a Kamo of Machmirim. However, yesterday I found a list of Svaridim, a whole list, the Echlamim, they all make across the board. Just a list of the Rav Poiskim, Psyche, Taishas, Achmesha, Nachal Eshkel, Yachal Yosef, Kavachayim, Pichodesh, Kresi, Zifre Tzedek, Benishchayim, Mishnah Lochet, Be'esheva, the all are Mekel, Mekel Din. Even though all Machmirim, Rashi, Taishas, Rosh, Knesset, Gedol, Yad, Huda, Beis Lochem, Yuda, however, Meisel is 2 to 1, I think it's 10 to 5, that the Rav Poiskim hold Echlamim, it's mutter to the gedra of Issa of eating a person with Abonon, eating the dam with Abonon is why? Because you think it's dam of a behemoth. Meaning if you see it dripping out of you, you'll be mortar. Therefore, the Chlami, you're allowed to put it to your mouth. Oh, another reason why you can make it, because anyway, it's Rabbanon, and the Sav Rabbanon, the Kav Chaim says, Sav Rabbanon, you can make it, up to Klal, you can make it anyway, put the finger to your mouth.
That person
was Anyone's. As long as it's Nikah, as long as it's a chaos that's coming from the person, it's mortar. Mashengin, let's say you eat an apple and you see it down an apple, it's not nikkur anymore. If not, you'd have to wash off the apple, or the Gemara's case, you see it on the kicker, you'd have to scrape off the kicker and then you can eat it. That's the Gemara's case when it's also, it's parish, because not nikkur came from you. The people see dam nikkur came from anywhere. Mashengin, you see dripping out, it's clear it came from your finger, you'd have to eat. Oh, so next step. So let's say that milah, which could be they never go on it because they have to do it as a mitzvah. But chutz mizeh, let's say you brush your teeth. Let's say you see blood on a toothbrush, or you floss your teeth and you see blood on the floss. Can you put it back? You like, oh yeah, every time you have to wash it off. It's parish. It's parish. It's damn many toothbrush. Before it should be also. How can you put it back inside your mouth? And people brush and they see damn, they don't care. Well, it came on the toothbrush already. That's a parish. And how can you put it back and use it again? So there's a kunjus called Torah and kunjus Nun. In the big example, Shalom Shuvah Cheshav Eifoid, the Erech Nami, he wants a taino. First he starts off saying there's a difference. The difference when you're putting it in your mouth and you spit it out, and when you eat it. When you eat it, to eat dam of a behemoth is also. To be poil the dam of a behemoth is only Yisrael Bonon, because when you put the dam of the behemoth in your mouth, there's Tima, and Tima is also Midar Bonon. So therefore, one taino first is the difference between eating it and spitting it out, which is by Milo also. Eating it and spitting it out, they spit out the dam Milo. So you want to tie the chorus only in the Sri Abanon. You can't brush your teeth out of the Sri Abanon. The Chedek Adam is mutter. However, he ends up still, Chedek Adam, only the Tzarek should be medical. Echrami, he tie the lacha, a person when he has dam in his toothbrush, he shouldn't have to wash it off. That's what the Chesh of Eifo, it says. However, Chori, what? The dam itself is only the Abanon, and it's the Maris, what's the Abanon? It's the Maris iron onto Te'im of Behemoth Tmeya. Chori didn't see is that the Knesset Gedolah Paskin, he writes clearly, the Yadihuda writes this way, Dr. Chuvah, all in Simon Tam Vav, all write clearly, the whole zero of this Issa Maris Ayin, right, Dam, is only when you swallow it. You write black, white, you can suck on your Dam and spit it out. No Issa at all, no Chashis, no Chumro, no Issa at all, you can spit it out, no problem at all. That's Chor the Pesha, Mila can spit it out, Mila can spit it out. So, why the Maisa, why is the Chash, that just like they see sucking it, you can suck the Behemoth Tomeo. You can, because it's Issa Timra, also to touch, taste it. So you can get involved, the two ways to answer this. Either you can get involved with the Gedarim of Tima, when there's Ostriya Banan, you can get involved with toothpaste and mouthwash and all these things that do need a kashrus or not. You need to have a shkoch on these things. Mouthwash and toothpaste, and our Tzvi says does need, and Moshe says does need, Mashingi Mishnah Allah says you do need. Then get involved with the shell of things that begam, it's not akshave, if it's nifzal, you have no mind to eat it. It's one shiloh. Makhluk is not always given that. However, dental floss, so Rashi says everyone agrees it's mutter, even if it has a kashrus on it. People, I think a machma, I'm not sure why, dental floss not to have the only to have clear wax, not to have taste on it. Rashi says clearly it's mutter. Fine, but I think in America they make all Olam uses Colgate and Crest and all these things, whether they have a shkoch on it or not. And over here, I think they everything in the store over here and the super glot has all a shkoch on it. Fine, so my colleagues are poiskim. That's one way you can get involved with that child. Another way you can answer the Pasha is the Chum only goes there on things, only Maris, whatever they make, Gzer Maris Ayin, it's also here. The reason why you cannot have Dam, eat it, as Maris Ayin. They make Gzer Maris Ayin only on things that they decided. Completely, there's no Gzer, no more comfort. You can't make up your own Maris Ayin. Pre-Chodesh right, Pre-Toya all right. They can't make up your own Maris Ayin. You can't make up your own Gzer. You have no comfort to make up your own Gzer. Before, that's why when you have on Dam and toothbrush or on your dental floss and you're allowed to put it back in your mouth, as long as you're piloted, because you have no makor to ask for it. Fine, what about that by dam? Milk? Milk of a person, again, mentioned before in his motor. However, the chum and kreis, you cannot drink straight from the dadim, only in the kli. I've got a helmet told me an interesting story that a guy from Israel once went to America, and he wanted to buy some milk. So this guy can have milk. So the store owner says, chol Yisrael chol vakum. So the Israeli looked at him and said, chol behema. Like the whole music here, everything is called Yisrael, and he didn't understand the whole concept. I mean, the old kosher true by Rabbi Chol Behemah. Fine, the old kosher nikli, but we have Chol Behemah. That's his old motto to have. There's other machlokes in the secular world, especially if they didn't have nursing, should you stop nursing early? Not nurse the child. It's good for the child, not good for the child. So Agav is what down halacha. Also, the price coming down in Simpe Aleph. And the Piskachua brings down anyone who says that a person who says that it's good to stop nursing early, why? Because it's good for the Torah, else it makes it das cholosh, saying it's a Toyasu, and brings down for Adne Paz is also to wean your child before 24 months, Isser. And the Saichem brings down also to wean your child before 24 months, unless you came pregnant or any other ikov. I don't know what any other ikov means. I don't think it means going to a job, But it's Ilchua, again, it's a Chemed. What?
Sickness.
Could be the sickness. Don't say. No, you can take it to the extreme. Any Iko, if you don't have a job and have a family, I'm not interested. But Ilchua means anything like Lubash, something like that. And it's a Chemed in the Merechas Hei, and Siva Stinim, Simon Bey, speaking down a list of places, we'll say it's awesome, your body should nurse a child, and the Chol is good for a person. One more thing that comes out of a person is Merig Lion. So in the Torah in Yerdeya and Simpei Aleph, Merig Lamer of a person is mutter. So right away the Shach, when they say it's fine, when I tell you it's mutter, Kol Yitzim Tomei Tomei is only by Lav, this is by Seif. Fine, so Merig Lamer is mutter, but what's Negei? It's about the Shach food. It's disgusting. No one should eat Merig Lion. So the Prima Godim and the Yaivis say, not for me, it's for a four. There's no way to eat it up to four. No problem at all. So another Nafmi Luchos and Moshe. Moshe writes in Yerdeya and Chelik Aleph and Simon Lamer Aleph, and the whole issue about the Shach is only a person knows about it. If he does not know about it, there's no issue at all to give it to him. Because you can give him apple juice, I mean, you call it apple juice, and really it's Merrick Lime, and he's not even at all about the Shach's and no issue with Naive, there's no issue at all. You can't lie about that, it's not a nice thing to do. But I'll say, issue about Shach's and emotion, he said, Lechatchilo, you can go give it to a person. I'm not sure why, it's not Nichol and the Eight Sarah of Lech Naive, maybe as if he get her. But he says, Lechatchila, go give a person something. It's Mius, because he doesn't know it's Mius, no, it's about Shaksa at all. So these are the things that come out of a person. So again, Sakum. First, a person, if you can eat him or not, it's fine.
What about
sweat? Sweat. They have a person. Of course. Yeah, I mean, even lanolin, the place you want to matter, right?
Oh, yes.
What? Lanolin is the sweat from the sheep. They come out of the sheep. That they make vitamin D out of, and there's a big tumult in the America and over here about the lanolin. But they make caches. The past 10 years.
What?
First of all, what is sweat? Is it part of the animal or not? Is it just is it yoytzi? Is it not yoytzi? What is it? Is it from the? Is it also where it coming out from? Is it coming from the cyrus? Or is it coming out from the goof itself? Every year, someone else puts out another tshuva about it. And I know over here they're makhma for a while. In America, I think they saw a big makhma 2 years ago. Take out lanolin from food. And take out from the vitamin D.
You have this for
food,
yes?
For one, but... No, some vitamin, the other things you can use. Why take this? But vitamins, you have a problem. There's a problem of achshavei. That if someone's machshav for achilo, right? So if you take out vitamins are more problem achshavei. Vitamins, right? The thing else, medicine is less of a problem. It is machloek, it's for makel, for four. But are there some, the chazish, I think, is machmer, even for four, as achshavei. So this is a sikkum, again, eating a person is the five different cheetahs, aloha, is ramah, the whole eating a person is the rice, the why the six pashas, the chayah, shetachelu, the mouth of the six pashas disagrees and says the person is nefesh, chayah, and chayah, and the bottom of the six pashas, he quotes the ramah, disagrees and says, eat a person, no problem, no ism in at all. Eating the skin of a person, before the Rambam, he said clearly, is there the rice to eat a person? Should you pick it out? L'chachul, l'chachilu should be machmer, should not even pick it. The nails, l'chul nails should be mutter. The saris, the Avnei said clearly is mutter. The Dhamma person, the six parish, again it says, Dhamma person is mutter minatoyo. However, we are machmer minatoyo, machmer b'dabonon, that when it's parish is also, and when it's befnim is mutter. According to Tosfos, and we shall always poisk him, if it's nikka came from a person, in a chlami it'll be mutter to drink the dam or to suck your finger. By milk, also in the six pasha, by a person, mikhat in his mutter. And merik lahim, also, since you're eating from a person, it's only yisrasei, also merik lahim is mutter, the nafamina for refuah and for if you don't know about it. Just in the gear for what's going on in the world, is that kiddush is a machama. So in the United States, they announce who should go back to the States, leave Eretz Yisrael, leave any of these countries around there, anyone who's not essential. Any person, any group that's not essential should go back. So the guy in Yeshiva, his uncle, is an ambassador to America, to Israel. From guy, so he told him. So the guy he's there this week. Al Chasno, he's in the Chasno there, and his uncle's there. But he's coming back, I think, Thursday. Why? Because he's an ambassador. He's essential. He's a very important person. So I saw somebody write that. Let's face it, an ambassador. How essential is he? I don't know. Could be very important, but us, we're still learning, and we do a lot for the Muhammad. Let's face it, we believe that we're still learning over here. It can make big ashpahs. And Lamashal, to leave early, saw someone writing this in 1991, by the original war, that then you left Mamash in the middle of this man, you can leave early, January 15th, then it was, that to leave early is, Mamash, you can go back to America, you might learn, might not, you're living in the middle of this man, you're not getting chavush, you're going to be in a strange place, you're going to have a hard time, and if you stay here, you learn much more. Let's face it, any person stays here and does not go back, does not leave early, you learn much more. what's more essential than that? What's more important than that? The American state, and what's essential is to stay. Clearly, we should stay. This is us. We're the ones to make the Ashpa. We're the ones to make the difference. Kolonel Kulay is what we should call Yisrael. Tak, Mizaycho, that we have 1 more week left, the Zman, we'll have more than 1 week, and we should use the Zman correctly, put in our time and effort, and let's fight. Let's sit and fight. Tak, Mizaycho, to make a big Ashpa.